Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad we're celebrating the 18th anniversary of our show, of the Small Business Advocate Show. We started in 1997. We've been hanging out here ever since, and we're glad you're with us. One of the things we did along the way is we acquired some friends. We call them the Brain Trust, and these are people who recur, who continue to come back year after year, time after time. We got a bunch of them, and some of them go all the way back to the first year. And someone who fits that bill perfectly is our good friend Dr. Gene Grisman, the author of so many books I can't see over them here in my studio, including my favorite, with The Words Lincoln Lived By. He's an Emmy-winning television producer and a former professor and one of the world's top Lincoln portrayers. He's our good friend, Gene Grisman. Welcome back to the show.
And I'm glad to be with you. Happy birthday.
So, Gene, I want to ask you a couple of questions, and then I'm gonna let you channel the president and President Lincoln. And today is the 151st anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. Mm-hmm. And
November the 19th, 1863.
Yep. Yeah. And so that's a long, long time ago. Tell us, can you set up for us what was happening before the Gettysburg Address? And then I'm going to let, after you tell us a little bit about that, and then I'm going to let you deliver that.
Well, the nation was 2 years into the Civil War, which on both sides, most people thought it would be over very quickly. Instead, it had settled down into a terrible conflict, very bloody, awful. And Lincoln, the Union had had very few successes. And then, come the summer of 1863, there were two significant victories, one at Vicksburg and one at Gettysburg. Mm-hmm. Both at fearful cost. And Lincoln was invited down in November to dedicate the military cemetery at Gettysburg. He had been advised by a good friend to pick some public occasion to explain to the nation why the Civil War was occurring, what was at stake. And this was his opportunity to find that, to use that public occasion to explain what the Civil War was about. I actually have in my possession a copy of the front page of the New York Times that has the Gettysburg Address on it.
Wow.
And so he...
Can I stick something in here, Gene? I want people, you know, if you don't think about it, if you've never gone to the map and looked at it, and a lot of people know about Gettysburg, but they don't always remember that it was Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
That's exactly right.
So look at the map. When you talked about the South or the North having the Union not having much success, this battle that turned out to be successful for the Union, this battle was well north of Washington.
That is right. It was a push to take Washington,
and it was north of there. But I mean, it was into the northern heartland.
Right.
So I mean, that's an example
of
how
fact, one of the prongs of the Confederate armies had got within 2 or 3 miles of Washington,
right,
Sandy,
right.
in Silver Spring.
Right. So go ahead with your thought then.
Well, and so this was that occasion. And Lincoln wanted to show what a great communicator he was. The principal speaker that day was Edward Everett. He delivered a 2-hour address. Lincoln spoke for 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And so he knew that by giving such a short address, it would make the front page of many newspapers.
Do you think did he actually? We have evidence that that was his thought process.
I'm not sure that he ever spelled that out.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things he did that sometimes were intuitive and sometimes were just plain clever.
Maybe he was just tired and wanted to go. He didn't want to stay.
I doubt that. But I do know that he did want to make it poetry.
Right.
And he brought all of the skill he had as a poet. He wrote poems.
Yeah.
He brought his skill as a poet to bear upon this. And often I've recited this hundreds of times all over North America.
Well, go ahead.
When I do it, I realize how important it is.
Go ahead and channel the president and give us your best rendition, as you've done many times here in the past.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty, dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we're engaged in the great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived, so dedicated, can long endure. We're met on the great battlefield of that war. We've come to dedicate a portion of that field as a final resting place for those who here gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men living and dead who struggled here consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather, to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they here gave the last full measure of devotion, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Dr. Gene Griseman channeling President Abraham Lincoln, delivering one of the most important speeches in history, the Gettysburg Address, 152 years ago. When we come back, I'm going to get Gene to share some more thoughts on the impact, the importance of that address. Why has it endured so long? 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. PresidentLincoln.com, by the way, is Gene's website. So I don't have to dream
alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.